can we call it, firstly, a midlife correction?
You have to tell me a bit more what you mean there.
Right. Well, many people know me in different ways in the photographic industry. I am first and foremost a photographer, as I have been since the age of 8 or 9, when my grandmother gave me, it was a classic story of my grandmother giving me my first camera. It was her mother's camera. It was a Kodak Instamatic. To cut a long story short, I somehow ended up making prints for other photographers for some 15 years or so, all over the world. And I got to a point where I realized that perhaps my adventurer side had slipped me by a little bit, and that maybe I didn't want to spend the rest of my days in front of computers. And so in which case, what do I want to do? And that can be a very, very tricky task for anybody to face up to own up to what they do actually want to do in life. In the end, after 2 years of thinking, it ended up being right under my nose. I wanted to combine my passion for the lifeboats and my passion for photography.
For anyone that doesn't know, tell me all about Nina, please.
Nina, now then, she is my decommissioned NHS ambulance, purchased on eBay, collected from Cheltenham. She's my mobile darkroom, and I can't think of a more appropriate vehicle. Even the more time goes on, I just cannot think of a more appropriate vehicle to be doing this, to be turning up at lifeboat stations in a vehicle that also once used to save lives. She's a beauty.
What do people think when you rock up at a B&B or a hotel with an old ambulance? Do they think you're a loon?
They do, yes they do. I tell you something I've had more recently, though, is that, oh, you're that guy I've read about.
Ah, that's good.
Yes,
that's good.
Yes.
Because, of course, you were in the Independent magazine. You had a lovely feature in it, a national newspaper, of course, on Sunday. That's a great validation of what you're doing, isn't it?
It is. I have to say, I was so proud and chuffed when the picture editor got in touch. She's been following me for a while on Instagram, and just at the point where she started to interact and make comments on the work, I thought, I wonder if there's an email coming my way soon. And then sure enough, when I was working at Victoria Embankment at the lifeboat station there in April, sure enough, there's an email waiting for me at the end of the day. And we started to move things forward, and it got postponed and postponed because she really wanted to showcase it in the way that she felt it deserved, which was a wonderful compliment, and we hung on and hung on to make sure I could have the cover. So yes, I was on Independence Day, I was in the Independent with front cover and 4 pages inside, and yes, it's fantastic for the project, of course, but it's also fantastic for the RNLI because the words in there neatly tie in not only what I'm doing, but the work of the RNLI as well.
Mm.